D. Beware hackers.
You are going to hear a conversation about how to keep your computers away from hackers. Listen carefully and then answer the questions you hear.
Let's talk about how widespread the problem is. Many people think the number of companies or government agencies whose security is breached is small. Is that the case or not?
No, I think anybody who has information online, it's going to be a huge concern for anybody. Mostly because if you've got information on these websites, anybody can actually get into them. The thing that you need to know is how to be careful. It's kind of like, think of it as a security system in a building, let's say. If you have a security guard in the front, you're protected in that area. You need to do that all around the entire circle, let's say, to make sure that your entire information on these websites is completely protected.
I read a statistic that said that something like 75% of companies online have been hacked, whether they know it or not. That's huge.
That is huge. And in fact, it can be minor to major. Most of them are usually on the minor scale. That being some information getting in. And at this point in time, a lot of experts are saying that the hackers that are going into these sites are juveniles, usually in their late teens to early 20s. And most times they're really just doing this as a challenge, as a way to get in, because it's something that they can do.
Now, Matthew Bevan, who's a former hacker, who became a security consultant. Uh-huh. Now tell us about that. This happens a lot?
Right now this is happening a lot. Mostly because these hackers that are young juvenile children or teens, as we have said, really know the industry. They know the computer so well, even more so than a lot of the security, you know, computer systems that are already in place. They're really becoming kind of an asset, or they could be a consultant as Matthew is, because they really know how they've gotten into them. And these are the people that a lot of corporations can actually use, because what they're doing is they're finding the holes in the firewalls, which are the protection devices between the different security systems. And they're really kind of getting into the loopholes or the niches there. By doing that, this is great information that companies can use, because then they know, okay, that part of that, our website, is not, you know, protected.
You were a hacker. And how important is that for you in your current job, which is as a consultant for companies who fear hackers?
Well, in my current job, what I can do is bring expertise that perhaps only hackers will actually understand. It's kind of a perception of computer systems, sort of a holistic overview. And sometimes you get people who come from perhaps a sales background and they move into IT in a company, or you know, they may just be programmers turned security experts. I'm not diminishing the expertise that they have, but sometimes there are very tiny things that they can overlook just because they're so in depth within a system.